Mad Marv's Notebook for August 16th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2018. Today's weight is 235, up a pound from yesterday, and tomorrow's probably going to jump up a fair bit more. I went out to dinner tonight and had kind of a big meal, and then topped it off with some ice cream afterwards. And yeah, so it's a Thursday night, and I went out to movies with my friend from the office, and went to see Mile 22, that action flick with Mark Wahlberg. And I was kind of surprised that this movie, because it has all the hallmarks of a action, should be a blockbuster. It's coming out in the summer, but it got 2.5 stars and 22% on Rotten Tomatoes last I checked. So yeah, coming out of it, I can see how why it got that score. And if you really want a nice and simple action flick, yeah, this will hit all the right notes, and I think you'll be pretty good with the tune it carries. So without any spoilers, yeah, I'd say if you're coming in with the expectation of a popcorn flick, you should be pretty happy to say a 4 out of 5 stars at least. If you're expecting something meaningful and, you know, well, there is a plot twist, but then again, it wouldn't be any kind of a movie if there wasn't any kind of a plot twist, but it's not much of a plot twist. Anyhow, lots of action, and looking at the style of the, I guess now that I'm a photographer, I'm looking at the way a film is shot, and I don't have background in video, but photography is pretty much the same. It's, man, the style is weird. For action, it's not exactly like Saving Private Ryan, but it definitely has some, the influence of, I guess, modern action flicks where you have shaky cam and action is kind of distorted by motion of the camera, and you really can't get a good view of a fist fight. Not the way, like, if you've been watching that series, what's it called? Man, it just pod-faded a few months ago. Yeah, Every Frame of Painting, and the way he broke down the way Jackie Chan films his action sequences, where camera's on tripod, stationary, and you can see all the action up close and far away, and get a good feel for how well the actors can fight. Whereas in every other modern Western flick, yeah, it's a jumbled mess, and you're just saying that motion equals action equals excitement. And that's kind of how this film falls into it. And falls into it fairly well. But beyond that, yeah, don't expect much out of it. Let's see, and yeah, true to form, my friend fell asleep, and he says he thinks he only missed 2/3 of it. This is the first time we have another friend from the office also. This is the first time he's joined the two of us, and I put him, the new friend, between me and my old friend. And yeah, he was surprised that to find my friend snoring. And it wasn't nearly as awkward as in Infinity War, during the quiet parts of Infinity War. Hear my friend snoring in a sold-out audience. Now that was awkward. Anyhow, what else happened today? I got a deadline tomorrow morning. I think we have all the pieces in place to get the package out the door and as soon as we get in, so I'm not worried about that. Looking forward to the weekend. Got another photo shoot. Should be fairly calm. I gotta seriously start thinking about how to pack for Dragon Con. And with that, I think we should wrap it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.